Well, good morning from sunny Louisville, Kentucky. This is Pastor Adam. This is another episode of Ask Pastor Adam, and we are continuing our series on telling the story of Jesus. That's right. This is an evangelism series, and so we're talking about how to tell the story of Jesus without making it weird. I've spent the last few episodes talking about the importance and just the importance of establishing the habit of developing relationships with people. And then I want to move on today to our second habit. Our second habit today is to discover people's stories. It was Theodore Roosevelt who famously said, "People don't care what you know until they know that you care." And so one of the most loving things that we can do when we get with a person is ask them their story, get their origin story, ask them where they grew up and what it was like. And here's where we have an opportunity to move the conversation from the normal to the supernormal, or from the natural to the supernatural. Somewhere as we're finding out about their origin story, ask them where God was at in the story. I mean, did they grow up attending services? What did they think about it? What did they like about it? What didn't they like about it? Love listens. And so after we've listened to their story, this is how we build a bridge to the gospel. Now it's time for them to bounce the ball back, and we get to tell our story. And if you want to know the story of Adam Miller, if you want to know the story of any Christian, I can't tell my story without telling you about Jesus. So this morning, what I want to do is I want to give you two ways or two methods to tell your story. The first one is called the My Way Back story, and the second approach is called the My Life's Mission story. So let's talk about the My Way Back story. This approach is going to focus on life change. So if you're a person and you just, maybe you lived a reckless, wild, and crazy life, and you came to the end of it, you came to your senses and you realize it was not time well spent, this is probably a good story for you. It's a focus on life change and then what God did so that you could find your way back to God. And telling your story in this way is going to have about four steps. The first step you want to do is you need to tell them how you first sensed your need for Jesus. So I first sensed my need for Jesus when what? What was happening in your life at that time? Think about how you felt. Think about the questions you were wrestling with or what was interesting you in Jesus. It's probably helpful at this point to think of a single big idea that was eating your lunch at the time. Like maybe you were really struggling with loneliness. Maybe you were trying to get a sense of your purpose. Maybe you were making money hand over fist and having wild success and it was never enough. Maybe you were struggling with acceptance or fear. So talk about what happened when you encountered Jesus and how that changed things. Second step, I finally decided to trust in Jesus and follow him when I realized, well, here it's important to emphasize the matters of first importance in the gospel. I finally decided to trust in Jesus and follow him when I realized I was broken, when I realized I was a sinner, when I realized I was swallowed up by fear, when I realized I was without hope. Here's where we give them the good news. I think we need to let the matters of first importance in 1 Corinthians 15 guide us. Basically, God saves sinners through Jesus Christ. That's a very simple way to tell what the gospel is. God saves sinners through Jesus Christ. It's important when we're sharing the gospel to talk about Christ dying for our sins. It's important to talk about his burial and his resurrection. It's not gospel if he's not raised. And so we need to talk about how Christ defeated death for us. And then tell them how you became a Christian. So as a result of hearing this part of your story, they should know that we don't become Christians by doing good works. We become Christians by putting our faith in Jesus Christ. It is by grace alone, through faith alone. So as you're telling this part of the story, you could say, I called out to Jesus in despair, or I just believed that I took him at his word and he was going to do what he said he was going to do, or I put my faith in him. Now, the third step is to talk about life change. What has happened in your life since you put your faith in Jesus Christ, since you repented and turned away from your sins to follow Jesus? You might talk about how you went from being fearful to hopeful. You might talk about how before you were a greedy person, but God's given you a new heart of generosity. You might talk about how you were bent in on yourself and selfish, and now you're loving to others. You might talk about ways that you were broken before, and now God has provided healing. You might talk about how you were lonely before, but now you have this incredible acceptance. The last step in the My Way Back story is to call for a response. Ask them what they think about it, your story. Ask them if they've ever considered exploring what God is like and who Jesus Christ is. Now, that way of telling your story is all well and good if you have a story to tell. But here's where some of us feel stuck. We don't feel like we've got a very good My Way Back story to tell because we don't feel like we've led a wild enough life. Let me give you an example of that. One night after one of our small group sessions, we got to talking about some of the most rebellious things that we did growing up. And so, I mean, people shared some stories of some pretty crazy stuff, but one of the ladies in the group shared her story. When she was a teen, she really wanted to watch the movie Dirty Dancing, but her parents said that she couldn't see it. So she arranged a sleepover and she watched Dirty Dancing with the volume turned down so that she wouldn't get busted. So get this. Her best example of rebellion, her most heinous act, was sneaking out of the house to watch Patrick Swayze and Jennifer Grey have the time of their lives. Do you see what I did there? Now, try that in a My Way Back evangelistic story. And that moment when Patrick Swayze grabbed Jennifer Grey by the waist and lifted her above his head, well, that was the moment I knew I needed a savior. So that would be an example of, well, making it weird, because our non-Christian friends are going to struggle to see with why that act of rebellion was really bad. And I'm not saying it wasn't bad. I mean, the scriptures call us to honor our father and our mothers, but very often we're telling the story of Jesus to people who have a very low view of sin. So if you were a good kid and you live the kind of life that my friend lived, how does she tell the story of needing rescue? How does she tell the story of needing a savior? Well, one way is to start with how Jesus fulfills our deepest longings. Instead of using the My Way Back story, we tell the story of our life's mission. So here's how this goes. My name is Adam, and when I was a little boy, my father abandoned me. I don't know how old I was. I only knew who he was, but I also knew that he didn't want me. I got this message in my head as a little boy that I wasn't good enough. So I've made it my life's mission to prove that I'm good enough. You see, I've needed success to feel significant and accepted. And you want to know what I've discovered about living like that? It's exhausting. When I was successful, when I was winning, it went to my head and it made me a proud jerk. And when I lost, and I've lost, it went to my heart. It just reinforced that message I had believed as a little boy. See, you're not good enough. But here's what I've discovered about Jesus. Jesus accepts me as I am, a broken sinner. More than that, He's taken away my sins, and he's given me full acceptance and approval. So now I don't have to spend my life trying to be good enough. Jesus is my good enough. So this way of telling your story is talking about how Jesus meets some of our deep longings, some of the deep longings of the heart. And then what I'll do after that is I'll connect my story to a Jesus story from the gospel. And I really like the story of Luke chapter 18. Jesus told a story about two men who went up to the temple to pray. One was an extra super holy guy, and the other, well, he was a scumbag. Now, the extra super holy guy stood up and he said, "God, I thank you that I'm not like this scumbag over here. I pray, I go to church, I give away my money to the poor." But the scumbag was unwilling to look up. Instead, he beat his chest and said, "God, have mercy on me, the sinner." Jesus said that this man went home accepted or justified by God rather than the other. Next, I'll call for a response. I'll ask them what they think about the story. I'll ask them if they've ever considered exploring what God is like and who Jesus Christ is. So I really like this approach, but it's going to take a little courage. It's going to take a whole lot of transparency. You're going to need to spend some time with yourself and think about how you've made it your life's mission to please people or to get rid of regret or to achieve rock star performance, to secure a sense of worth, etc. And then you're going to have to share how it doesn't work. But Jesus does. And you can share how Jesus meets our deepest needs. You guys have heard me talk about Sam Chan before in his book, Evangelism in a Skeptical World. And he talks about how we live in a very post-truth and post-modern age. And because of that, people are no longer asking, at least not as a first question, whether something is true or not. They want to know that it's real. And only after finding out that Christianity is real do they want to know that it's true. So in both of these examples, what we're trying to do is we're trying to tell our Jesus story and show them how it's real and how it really works in our lives. All right, so let me see if I can pull this little episode together. So here's what I want you to do. Choose one of those templates, get yourself a cup of coffee and a pad of paper, and write it out. Even if you've done your faith story before, but you haven't done it in about, 5 or 10 years, give it an update. Spend some time with the Lord praying and just going back over your Jesus story. And then, are you ready for the challenge? We've been talking about praying for people, 3 to 5 people in our life that need Jesus. I challenged you in our last session to schedule some time for coffee or a cold one with one of the people on your cards and to develop the relationship and keep it casual. Our next step, here's the big challenge. Now we want to get one of those people over into our home for dinner. Schedule dinner with them. Dinner's going to allow us to go deeper. Coffee's pretty casual. It's 20 minutes. Dinner's much more intimate. And it's at this dinner that we're going to go from dinner into the gospel. We're going to ask people their origin story and what they value. And then after listening, we're going to share our story, the stories that we've been working on. And then we're going to call for a response. We're going to ask, what do you think about that? And have you ever considered exploring what God is like and how to follow Jesus? And we do this, brothers and sisters, because Jesus changes everything.